I'm here at the Place Theatre in Bedford with Full House Theatre, taking some images to support their work. And who am I talking to?
My name is Ben, and I am the creative director at Full House.
Right, okay. Ben, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and where this production's going.
So we're currently in rehearsal for a piece called Uprooted. Today was our dress rehearsal. And this piece is going into secondary schools and upper schools in Central Beds to Year 9 pupils. It's been commissioned by Central Beds Council. The Child Poverty and Early Intervention team have commissioned it. Okay. It's a piece about homelessness, but not necessarily homelessness in the way that one would necessarily assume it to be. So it's not about people sleeping rough. Right. It's more about an issue which is more prevalent here in Central Beds, which is young people not having somewhere to go and ending up doing things like sofa surfing, living in temporary accommodation, all to do with bad relationships with their family members. Okay. So this piece is to help young people forge better links with their families, to help them avoid ending up in undesirable places such as halfway houses or temporary accommodation or B&B accommodation, which is so common. There's this misconception that a lot of young people believe that they will be able to get a local authority housing, be that a flat or a house. But unfortunately, the housing stock is so depleted in Central Beds that really isn't an option. Really? So it's about educating young people to know that there's very little resource out there for them in terms of housing, and the alternatives aren't necessarily that great. So often, rekindling a family relationship is a better option for a young person, and to stay at home. Obviously, if a young person is in danger at home, for whatever reason, you know, subject to domestic violence or anything like that, then there is support out there for them. And there are agencies that can deal with that and offer a safe place for young people. But this piece is more about raising awareness of the issue and making young people understand that sometimes it's better to be mature and forge those relationships at home and try and find a way to make that living environment work for them.
Yeah, very good. I mean, I've been running around taking pictures. It's a very powerful piece, even though it's about, what, 40-odd minutes?
Yes, it is. It's 45 minutes, I think,
And this is, because I know I'm lucky enough to be a trustee of Full House, that this is part of the sort of thing that Full House focus on. It's been one of a stream of things you've done in the past. What briefly are some of the other ones that Full House have been involved with in terms of this educational support theatre?
As you say, this is part of our education and outreach stream of our work. And this is, I think, the fourth piece that we've created to go into upper schools and secondary schools in Bedfordshire. Previously, we've done pieces on sexual health and teenage pregnancy. We've done a piece called A Little to the Left of Centre, which was about tolerance and anti-homophobia. Had an anti-homophobia message there. Mm. So there's quite a variety of stuff, and they get commissioned by different agencies, depending on the project.
Sure, but in essence, if people happen to listen to this and are looking to work with Full House Theatre in supporting education outreach, then you're willing to chat and find out more about their projects and
absolutely.
Match funders?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have a range of possibilities. All of our work is bespoke. It's created especially for the commissioners. And there's a lot of research and development that goes into every piece in coordination with the commissioners to make sure that we're delivering exactly what they require and what's necessary to get the message across and make sure it's a successful project.
Yeah, and a big year for Full House, off to Edinburgh later on this year. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. That's kind of part of the other stream of our work, which is our professional touring work for children, young people and families. And we're taking two pieces to the Pleasance at Edinburgh this year. The Snow Dog, which is a musical piece for family audiences, kind of 6+. And then another piece, which is called Big Red Bath, which is a book adaptation, a book by Bedfordshire-based author Julia Jarman. And that's a shorter piece. It's about 40 minutes in length, and it's for 2 to 6-year-olds. And that's a very exciting and fun piece. Very small amount of language because it's for such young people. And the music in that piece has been created by a fantastic band called We Were Evergreen. Mm. Have just released their first album, actually. Wow. So it's quite exciting to be collaborating with them.
Yeah, excellent. So if anybody wants to find out about Full House Theatre, what's their website and social media handles?
Yep, the website is fullhouse.org.uk. Twitter is Full House Thea Co. So you can find us there, and obviously on Facebook, just search for Full House Theatre Company as well.
Brilliant. Okay, good luck with that, Uprooted, and thanks for your time, Ben.
Thank you.
Cheers.